Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome to the second hour of the Outdoor Show. No, we are not at St. Hubert's Cathedral, our regular broadcast studio on the North Shore, but we are on the North Shore of Lake Pontchartrain at Marsh and Bayou Outfitters in Mandeville. It's a spring fling event. You can come by and meet many of the charter captains, chat with them, take advantage of some special discounts, and win some free prizes and some special food and drink sampling going to go on a little bit later on. 5 o'clock, it'll go on all day long, so after your trip, come on and stop by. One of the people you can meet and talk to is Captain Andy Jones of Wicked Charters. In fact, the Bayou Wild feature that is running this week called the Wicked and Wild Slam was filmed in Lake Pontchartrain, and we were looking for the Kraken. Andy, has the Kraken been located yet, or is he still on the loose?
Yeah, he gave us a run for our money this year for sure, just like every year, Don. So he's still out there waiting for some lucky angler to put a hook in him.
Breaking lines, breaking rods, breaking hearts, the Kraken. We seek the Kraken, the big one in Lake Pontchartrain. Tell me about Wicked Charters. What do you guys do? You guys have a little niche going on, and we loved that trip we did with you guys.
Right, so it is an unusual trip. We kind of look and target for alligator gar, bull shark, and bull reds. And we've tied a little bit of story of the Kraken into it, which is just the big fish. You know, we get broke off all the time, and he's spooled us before, done all this. So we kind of ran with that idea. People love it. Kids love it. It's a great family fishery. But it's also people like to come out and see if they can break a personal best. We did land a 44-inch bull red this season.
Wow.
Absolutely beautiful. It tied the boat record, 10 years running. So that was a nice to see that. And it's just a lot of fun. It's just really having a good time and chasing some really big fish. That's what we're looking for.
What was the big shark this year?
The big shark this year was 47 inches, I believe. And we do – so we track the three fish, and the customer who lands the biggest, they get a swag pack at the end of the season, which we run it until October. It kind of tapers off in October. You know, it starts slowing down. We start doing a lot of the other fisheries as well. We start just redfish, trout, that kind of stuff. But so we wrap it up in October, and we send them out a swag pack for whoever lands that big fish. And it's a lot of fun. People watch the site and see if their fish is going to hold on. So, yeah.
I had a big garfish. Didn't quite make the biggest, but it was a lot of fun catching it. That's another species that's a lot of fun. And John Foltz, if you look at the feature that's running on Bayou Wild TV, and I strongly suggest you do that to see Andy's operation and see how the fishing goes. We were fortunate enough to catch the triple. We got them all. We got a big bull red, we got bull shark, and we had garfish. And Chef John Foltz cooked that garfish on the feature. And I tell you what, that is some beautiful meat and probably one of the most underestimated fish as far as table fare that we have.
That looked delicious. Of course, John's absolutely amazing. I was curious how that came out, but it looked fantastic.
Tell me about your boat, where you're located, if people are going to come fish with you.
So we're in Mandeville.
Right down the road here.
Right down the road. We launch out of the lakefront most of the time. We do fish a good bit out of Lake Catherine as well, over at Isla Marina. But we've got a 22-foot Triton, and We use that primarily for our alligator gar bull shark trips, but we also have a pontoon boat that we can fish up to six. It's a little more of a party barge type thing, but it's set up real nice for fishing. It's also handicap accessible, so we have the ability to take two wheelchairs out, which is kind of nice. It's unique. People do use it. We have a lot of fun on that boat. It's not as fish savvy, of course, you can't move into the same areas, but it's a great time.
What is the best time to go to capitalize like we did on all three species for people that want to book early and get their trip down?
So March, we really start heating up in March. June obviously turned out to be a fantastic month for us. Every year is a little bit different. The shark are kind of interesting. We had an incredible shark run in August. So it's just every year's a little bit different on how it goes. That's why getting a slam is really a great thing. When you get all three, you get the bull red, bull shark, and the alligator gar together, that's a great trip.
Do you have a list where when it gets hot, you call these people and say, look, now is the time. I got these dates open.
We do have a lot of guys that just like to go for the big fish, sport fish that we do call. We have some that have their kids. They bring them every year. Got a couple guys on the LSU medical staff. Got one guy up there who comes, and he probably runs with us two or three times a year. And he likes to do all the different fisheries. Mm-hmm. So he'll do our aquarium catch trip. He loves the kraken hunt with his son. So we definitely have guys, and they'll call in and check with us, and we'll let them know what we're doing.
How can people get you to book a trip and find out about dates?
So we're on the web at MandevilleFishingCharters.com. At 985-750-0670.
Are you going to be out here today? How long are you here?
I'm going to be in and out all day.
Great. Come by and see him in Mandeville's store here, Martian Bayou Outfitters. It's a spring fling event. Captain Andy Jones of Wicked Charters. Thanks for coming by, Andy, and you do a great job and provide a lot of entertainment for people.
Thank you, Don. It's our pleasure. Yep, come down and get stocked up on everything you need. I know I've been spending my time down here getting reloaded here.
They got everything you need to pursue the Kraken.
I'm telling you, they got everything you need for everything. Yep.
All right, let me know as soon as the Kraken gets landed. If
it sure will.
All right, well, and here's the text in. Says, I just made some more pickle merloton if y'all decide to head back to get the Kraken. That's from David Hubble.
That was the good luck piece
it
right
was,
there.
It was.
How proud is that?
When I come, I'll have a jar with me for sure. All right, we come back after this. We're going to talk to Captain Mike Gallo. He's our guy that's born on the bayou. Back with his story. Still got Bad Boy, the Outdoors, Ryan Lambert, kayak info from Eric Mohabarak, and more details of the Martian Bayou Spring Fling here in Mandeville. We're back right after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And it's time for our report from Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. It's brought to you by CETO.
$179 for a whole year. That'll get you wherever you need to get rescued from, whether it's a fuel problem, you run out, or if you got to be towed in, if they need to jump start you for an electrical problem, whatever it takes to get you back safe, that big yellow boat is ready to come to the rescue. Sea Tow, it's like having AAA on the water. It's peace of mind for you and your loved ones. And to get signed up, it's only a phone call away. Call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or click it at seatow.com. Captain Mike Gallo joins us. He's not in person this morning, but by way of magical lines, he joins us this morning from the Slidell area. And Captain Mike, what's on your agenda today?
Well, Don, I am just about to go get in a deer stand with a couple of my buddies from college. I got a invitation to go midweek, and the season's about to close, and I get to see these guys once a year. We all went to college together in the early 80s, so, you know, it's a long time ago, and it's great to get together with good friends and spend some time together before our fishing season starts to get cranked up real good. So I took that opportunity. I certainly wanted to get down there and see the Martian Bayou crew and yourself in person. It was a tough decision, but I decided to go deer hunting one more time.
I know you don't get a chance to do it often because you're fishing a lot, and good luck to you. What's the outlook up there? How they been doing on the deer?
Well, after 20 years, I finally missed one. I missed one yesterday. I don't know how that happened. I felt good about the shot. It was a fairly open shot. It was a little bit longer than I normally take, but as far as we could tell, just a clean miss, something you hate to admit to, but I'd rather a clean miss than wound one, you know?
Absolutely. Well, good luck to you. Hope you get it. But if you were back at the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge and you had the boat cranked up, what would be your plan if you were fishing on a day like today, besides a little bit of a later start to let that sun get up and warm things up?
Yeah, that would certainly be my, you know, I'd start later. First, I'd go to Martian Bayou over there in Mandeville and stock up on all the goodies to help you catch those fish. But I would certainly be using, like we talked about last weekend, fishing with the fluorocarbon, the lighter line, the lighter jig heads, a really slow presentation. You want to get in those areas where you do not have a lot of current. The areas like Eden Isles and Gohegan's Canal, Lakeshore Estates, Venetian Isles, Canals, the Mr. Go, those areas where you don't have a lot of current, you do have deep water, slow and on the bottom is going to be the way to go. The bite's going to be pretty light. So that would be what I would be trying to do if I were trout fishing. The red fishing wouldn't be very much different, although I'd add some shrimp. I know Wrigley's Marina had some live shrimp earlier in the week. Captain Claude stopped by while I was working on the lodge, and he had just done some red fishing. I believe he was in the Pearl River area, and he had a nice mess of redfish that he caught using live shrimp. So they're out there and biting. It's just a matter of having a day with good weather and warming temperatures. So this afternoon is going to certainly be the time to go.
And I got a pretty good tide movement, too. A little while ago, Keith Lusher stopped by here, and he did that survey on bass fishing in your area. Tell me how you approach catching bass. Now, your business started, you were going for trout and redfish, maybe some flounder, drum, sheephead. Now bass has become pretty common out there. How do you approach it when you go out there? Do you specifically target bass? Do you just catch them as bycatch, or is it a combination of whatever the customer wants to do?
Well, I tell you, Don, I spoke with Keith earlier in the week myself about that same survey, and most of the questions, I was in the majority, but I did tell him that my first 15 years of guiding, I don't know if I caught 50 bass total in those 15 years, and now I can target them, and catching 20 a day is not a big deal. So it is a welcome to our fishery. For me, I may have a corporate group, you know, a small corporate group that's going to come in and you know, they have one specific day to fish. It's hard for these guys to get their schedules together. And, of course, the weather may be bad, and I can't get to the Biloxi Marsh to go pursue redfish or out in open waters for trout. And I can make the suggestion, I know where we can go, and we can catch some bass. And, you know, usually my point of contact, whoever I'm talking to, man, look, if we can catch anything, it'll be great. It's kind of a business meeting on the water. And the bass have saved quite a few trips like that. You have the same scenario when you have fathers and sons trying to get together because the son, you know, he may be in school and he only has weekends. And, of course, a lot of our weekends, it seems, are windy and the weather's not perfect. But, you know, those youngsters, when they first get into fishing, they don't necessarily care what they catch as long as they're catching something. And a bass will certainly eat a live shrimp under a cork. So I have begun to target bass successfully in the last, I'd say, 5 to 7 years.
Right. And they've certainly been a welcome addition to the area. Well, Mike, good luck, and hope you get that deer. We'll check with you next week and see how that turned out. And we'll get some more fishing info from you, too.
Yeah, hopefully I got a report of picking up deer sausage from Double D. That would be a good report.
I had some 2 nights ago. Mike, thanks for the report. Good luck on the deer hunt. If people want to find you, it's aaofla.com. And give them that telephone number if they want to give you a call.
You can give me a call at 985-781-7811.
And you take calls on the deer stand?
Probably not. I can take a text.
Good move. Good move. Yeah, you can do a text. Thanks again, Mike. Good luck, and we'll see you next week.
All right, Don. Y'all have a good one.
All right, there he goes, our born on the bayou, Mike Gallo. Coming up next, for you paddlers, we have the special paddlers report. This week it's Captain Eric Mohabarak. He's going to tell us about the Minimalist Challenge. It was a minimally attended event, and I can understand why. Pretty rough weather for kayakers last week. Not so good this week, but probably looking a little better. He'll fill you in right after this. We're at Marsh and Bayou Outfitters. It's a spring fling here in Mandeville, and you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's time for our Paddler's Report, brought to you by Massey's Outfitters. They got some big discounts on the new 2022 kayaks. Joining us now is Captain Eric Mohabarak, one of our field reporters for the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. Good morning, Eric. Tell us more about what's going on at Massey's.
Good morning, Don. How's everybody doing today? Man, they got the natives. Go ahead. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello? Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. They got the native, the bona fides and the Hobies all in stock at the 2022s. They also carrying the Esquif and Mad River canoes. Those are pretty fancy. And then, you know, Massey's the only store on the North Shore to carry the Hobies, so y'all get over there and check them out. They also have some discounts going on. I don't know exactly what they are. Just call up any one of their locations around the state there. And they'll be glad to hook you up.
You know, Eric, there's a rumor going around that Hobie extended their prize money to $100,000 for that bass tournament up near Shreveport. Is that right?
I don't know the total on that. I know first place is $45,000. Mm-hmm. So I can tell you that. And then it goes down from there. And I think there's 10 spots that pay the money. I don't know offhand if it's 100,000, but I know it is 45,000.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the total pay. Yeah, I think the total payout's 100 grand. I mean, they're getting up there with the big bass boys, you know.
Yeah, well, they've been up there pretty much, you know, down a lot of these tournaments, not only the Hobie Bass Open, but the KBF and all of that. They're offering big money now to fish these tournaments. You know, I get the right sponsor. I'm going on the road. you know what I'm saying?
So. Right. Eric, last week the Minimalist Challenge took place, and they were on the fence whether to have it or cancel it due to the weather. It was minimally attended, according to what they've been there. What was there, 86 people registered and 60 showed up, so and about 35 fish were weighed in. Who were the winners?
Yeah, you were correct on the numbers there, Don. The first place winner was Chris Murphy. He took first place. I think it was 17 pounds. He had a hammer redfish that was, eight pounds, 9 ounces. And then here's a really good one. Zachary Floyd, he's been fishing for a while. At least I've watched him grow in the last 5 years. And he finally got in second place, man. The kid's really coming around. He's fishing out of that new – they actually all fishing out of Outbacks, all three, first, second, and third, all fishing out of Hobie Outbacks. But that's really impressive for Zach. I'm very happy for him. And then Janie Murphy, that is Chris's wife. So this is the first husband and wife team. Janie took third place and Chris took first husband and wife team in the history of the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club to ever take first and place in the top three. So they and all three qualified for the Angler of the Year tournament, the championship. So it's pretty impressive, you know, on what was going on, considering the conditions. And this is where you're only fishing with four lures and a cork. You know, you're allowed a cork. They gave a cork this time. So, you know, it's a pretty good deal. And from what I understand, the fishes were in bayous, small bayous, in the deep turns. You know, when a bayou makes a turn and have deep cuts down to 8 feet. You know, that makes sense because the weather was 24 degrees when they launched the boats in the morning. But pretty impressive, you know, 35 fish were weighed in. It was a good deal.
City Park announced they're going to have their big bass rodeo this year, plus the boats on the bayou. It's designated for March 26. You can sign up now. What's the prospects for catching some bass in City Park? Because I know they open up the Bayou St. John, too, and you fish there a good bit.
Yeah, Bayou St. George's an interesting place. It'll humble you. I like to use a lot of creature baits, you know, wacky worms and stuff like that. Also, I'll use the jackhammer as just a search bait. I've caught some nice fish out of there. I've caught them 5 pounds. I've seen one caught much larger than that. In fact, 2 years ago, the guy who won at our boats on the bayou had a 6'9", which was a pretty good fish for, you know, 504 area code right there in the middle of heart of the city. And they catch them bigger in the ponds, but we're only allowed in the kayaks in Bayou St. John. But it looks like it's going to be a fun place. Massey's is also letting you have free rentals. You just got to call up the store and reserve one, and it'll be ready for you in the morning. They are not supplying fishing equipment, but you will have a life preserver and a kayak to use. So check them out and give them a call for a free rental that day for the kayak fishing tournament. But it should be a good time, Don.
I agree. It's good that it'll be back. It's been canceled due to the pandemic for, you know, a couple of years now, and it'll be good for that. It's the oldest fishing tournament in the country, and it's been going on for a long time, and it's a whole lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, give me two or three places on a day like today when it gets a little bit warmer, maybe the wind slacks off a little bit, and they pull the kayak in the water. Where could someone go, and what would they find?
Man, I would hug close to the shore. You know, try and find some calm areas. The wind's blowing pretty good right now. In fact, I'd even wait till late on this evening. The wind's supposed to drop a little bit and leave it warm up a little bit. Maybe go hit Pips, you know, and try and fish through there. If not, you can cut across that pond right there, the Hopedale Lagoon, and get in the marsh up in there. You could hit some bass. You know, they've been doing real good with that. Some reds, you know, typical spinner baits, number four blade, H&H, chartreuse, and black plastic on it'll work great. Down in my area, down the road, I would hit Myrtle Grove. Check them out because, you know, with the bad weather and the cold weather, Myrtle Grove stacks up, or any dead-end canals like that really produce really good fish. Mainly look for deep cuts or deep moving bayous, fish slow on the bottom, get some gulp, tip it with shrimp, drag real slow on the bottom, bring some extra jig heads because you're most probably going to lose some with the oyster shells there and there. But just take your time and fish. Be careful. Bring a change of clothes. Something I like to do is throw some clothes in a air sealer and throw it in the hull. That way you have a dry pair of clothes if you flip over or a boat splashes you or something like that. The main thing is to be safe with that PFD and stuff like that. That's my suggestion.
Good stuff. Good stuff, Eric. You can find you on my website. Give us your website and telephone number because you're one of the few people that does kayak charters. Somebody buys a new kayak or they want to use one of yours and get familiar with how to fish out of them, and you can certainly show them. Tell them how to reach you.
Yep, love to have them. The easiest way to find me is on my phone, 504-313-8292. Or on Facebook, it's the Louisiana Kayak Company, or on Instagram, my phone number's on both of those things. You know, it's getting to be that time of the season. Love to have y'all down. Y'all come on out and check me out.
All right. We need to get a trip with you, too. We need to get together. It's been a while since we've been in the water. Well, sounds good, Eric. Thanks for the report, and we'll catch up with you next time.
All right, Don. Y'all be careful and have a good day, all right? Tell Chris and Ben I said hello.
Sir. Yeah, all right, cool. You just did it. Thank you. All right, how did you spend your Saturday night 2 weeks ago today, January the 15th to be exact? Well, you probably weren't driving around drunk with a 14-year-old kid in the passenger seat shooting deer. Well, we got the story of a guy who was, and he's been nominated as this week's Bad Boy of the Outdoors. His story is next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, got some text messages in. We got a question, which bait's going to catch redfish in shallow water creeks tomorrow? That's from an Alabama listener. I'll tell you what, the Matrix Shed, soft plastic on the jig head, fish slow on the bottom, that'll catch redfish. They like a spinnerbait, too, but depending on how cold the water is, sometimes they're a little bit slower. But once the sun comes up, they'll get a little bit active. Good luck to you. The Mad Truckers checking in. Also, the guys at the Convent Hunting Club, they're still busy rebuilding the houses from the storm, but they always run the beagles every weekend like clockwork. Rabbit report is this. It's cold enough to have big numbers of rabbits in the thickest cover you can find. We've had some good hunts, shooting 15 to 30 rabbits each hunt. That is good. There's somewhere between 200 and 300 rabbits for the season. We do well, but we put a whole lot of time into it, as that should be. Well, good luck to you guys, and maybe we can get together with y'all and do a Bayou Wild TV show. We haven't done a rabbit hunt in a couple of years. We might be looking to do one this next month coming up. All right, right after this pause, we're going to come back and tell you about a guy, actually three people, got in a little bit of trouble with the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. We call them the Bad Boys of the Outdoors. It's next right after we pause 10 seconds to let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents Corporal Eric Little and Corporal Joshua DiBenedetto were on patrol about 12:15 a.m. January 15th. They observed a vehicle stopping on the Diversion Canal levee in LaSalle Parish and heard a gunshot. In addition to finding Adam Walker in the driver's seat and William Cleghorn Jr. and a 14-year-old juvie in the passenger seat, they also found a freshly killed doe deer a short distance from the vehicle, and a 17-caliber rifle, which was seized along with multiple opened alcoholic beverages in the cab. The driver, Walker, showed signs of impairment and failed a field sobriety test and a breathalyzer. Walker has admitted to killing the deer a short distance away on that same road with the assistance of Cleghorn. Both were cited for hunting deer during illegal hours. Walker was also arrested for operating or driving a vehicle while intoxicated, cited for deer hunting with an illegal weapon, 17 caliber is a little too small, possession of an opened alcoholic beverage in a motor vehicle, hunting deer from a public road, failing to comply with tagging requirements, while Cleghorn was also cited for contributing to the delinquency of a juvenile. For hunting during illegal hours and contributing to the delinquency, he's facing a $1,450 fine and 120 days in jail. That's 41-year-old William Cleghorn Jr. of Center Point, Louisiana. While facing criminal fines and civil restitution
in the amount of $3,250 and 120 days in jail is 35-year-old Adam B. Walker of Marksville, Louisiana, our bad boys of the outdoors. Yeah, you kind of had a real party on it. That's the way to do it, I guess, for some people. All right, coming back after this, Captain Ryan Lambert, our plastic man, joins us. He'll probably be in a duck blind. Let's see what he's doing right after this. Hey, we're at Martian Bayou Outfitters. It's a spring fling going on, and it's sunrise time. Come by and see us in Mandeville. And the plastic man joins us. We're talking about Captain Ryan Lambert. He operates Cajun Fishing Adventures down in Burris. He does hunting, he does fishing, and he does some really good food down there, too. How you doing this morning, Captain Ryan? You out in the cold duck blind?
Nope, I'm sitting in front of the fireplace in Luling.
Oh, I'm jealous. Hey, actually, it's pretty warm here at Martian Bayou, too.
I got a negative 1.1 today.
Ooh.
So there won't be any water. So, you know, only had a couple of blinds booked because I didn't even book it at all, but people wanted to try to get in the last here. And looking on my cameras, it's very low. So there's only one or two blinds that they'll be able to even get near. So, you know, there's no sense in me trying to be out there too. You know, if I got customers, you know, Manuel's got them out there. And yesterday, Roger and Jake had them, and they killed ducks. But, you know, we had a lot of high water last week, and all the dabblers moved out. You know, you could literally look at Facebook and see the migration of the ducks and how they go back and forth. Because, you know, you'll see everything down here is nothing but divers, you know, ringnecks, dogries, mm-hmm. redheads, canvasbacks. And you look up north, and there's our gadwalls and pintails up there, you know, North Louisiana and Arkansas. They'll just go, you know, when the water gets high here, they leave. And they just go mm-hmm. up north again where they can feed. So... you can watch the whole migration. It's so cool.
I don't know if you got to see it, but in the Fritchie Marsh, which is in the Slidell area, there was a beautiful Drake cinnamon teal that was killed. Ever killed one of those down there, a cinnamon?
No, I never have. I've killed them at Noliasi, and uh-huh. I've killed a bunch of them down there, but I've never killed one in Burris. And this year, I think we had 4 mallards out of 3,000 ducks.
Wow, 3,000 total. Where does that rank as far as a yearly total? That's certainly not your best, but not your worst either.
Oh, no. Last year we had 3,600. I mean, compared to the reports and everybody I know, we did really, really well. I mean, we had so much negative tide to deal with because of the way they did the seasons. And there's a lot of days we couldn't hunt or I wouldn't hunt because it's not fair to customers, but... I think we did really well. We had a lot of great days, a lot of good ducks. I mean, it was good, and the fishing was off the charts. It was a good fall. We were very busy. You know, I can't say nothing. I got 9 more hunts to go. I got I'm going to North Alabama to quail hunt. That's 4 hunts, and I got 5 at Noliasi the week after that, and then I'll call it a day, I guess, unless I get on a rabbit hunt somewhere. But it's
been a-
It's been a good season.
Yeah, hunting's starting to wrap up and wind down. As far as the fishing, we've been talking a lot about bass increasing. Now, there's always been bass down in your area, but are you finding more of them in some of the more brackish areas that were typically strictly redfish and trout, and now bass are showing up there?
Well, that's because the river's been high for 9 years. You know, it got a lot of fresher water in a lot of those places, and you know, the bass and redfish coexist in the same water, so that's not bad. And then the speckled trout need a bit of brackish water for their spawn as well. You know, they like a certain salinity, but, you know, historically they've been in Yellow Cotton Bay with all that aquatic vegetation, and that's where I caught my biggest fish right in the grass, and that only takes 7 parts per thousand salinity before it dies off, so that's pretty fresh. So, you got to have that. But we had a large fish. They figured 2 million fish got killed with Hurricane Ida, you know, in the freshwater fish. So, you know, there's a lot of them all the way in the Bayou Bluff had 5 foot of water in the houses all the way 100 miles from the Gulf of Mexico. So they killed a lot of fish there on the roads and, you know, just here and there. But it was a bad storm. I mean, it really changed. But the good thing about that is this spawn is coming right now. There's nothing mm-hmm. to eat them. You know, the predators aren't there because fish eat fish. And they'll grow fast and they'll multiply fast. And if we have a good spawn, you know, those fish will come back pretty quick, just like the saltwater fish do. So, you know, just we just keep working on the restoration issues because we are it's getting worse and worse. It really is. That last hurricane took 106 square miles of land away, and it's getting to the critical stage where everybody's going to move to Baton Rouge soon. Everybody else. Everybody, they got so many up there already. It's incredible. So, yeah. It scares
me. We need to enjoy it while we can, you know, as we've been doing.
Yeah.
Well, listen, are you going to be able to – go ahead.
The river's coming back down. It's going to be four by the end of February. So this spring ought to be starts for fly fishing. I got so many big red fishing drum. I've been fly fishing lately. And we need to get together with the two girls to do that show. As soon as I get back from Noliasi, we'll pick a couple of stretch of good wind, and we'll go do that.
All right. Can't wait for that.
So what you was going to ask me?
I forgot.
am I still going to do something? I probably shoot for the cure, maybe?
Oh, I know you're doing down for that. You ain't getting out of that. We need you there.
No, I'm in.
Well, look, good luck on all your quail hunts. Oh, I don't know what I was going to ask you. You're going to be able to be on next week with all that schedule you got in Mexico and all that stuff?
Of course. I'm always available.
I know you're reliable. We always get you. All right, have a good time, and we'll see you next week. There he goes, Ryan Lambert, CajunFishingAdventures.com. All right, we come back. Well, it's all time to wrap up. Man, it's getting nice and blue out there, a little sunshine starting to hit. Martian Bayou Outfitters, we're going to wrap it up. We'll be talking to Ben Tiblier. If you're just getting up and waking up and tuned in, we're going to tell you what's going on here for the rest of the day. It's a spring fling, and I'm glad to be here. We'll see you soon right after this timeout. And thanks to digital technology, we have an instant text board. Comes right in here to the studio, and we've got this one here. Someone starting in Ponchatoula. Four-year-old Riley and Pawpaw Worm are listening this morning. We got a four-year-old listening up this early. She's ready for her first trip to Lake Catherine, but she don't think she's ready for a boat ride with these temperatures. I agree. So they're going to share a cup of coffee and hang out with us here at Martian Bayou. Thank you for that text. We got a happy belated birthday to me, Al, and Ben sitting here. Good thing I didn't burn down the house with all the candles, they say. Stay safe. I did blow them all out with one breath, though. And there's a lot of candles on those cakes of mine. All right, we also have, let's see, the Mad Trucker, Trucker Life. Happy birthday to Brett the Pool Dude Galatas. Someone wants to know if the fishing pier and boat ramp at Leeville survived Hurricane Ida. No, it did not. It is totally gone. I haven't heard any plans for restoration. Hopefully there will be some. Here's a great Saturday to not hunt or fish because the wind will be calm and warm in the Ilario Center watching our granddaughter compete in gymnastics. Here's a duck report from Riverview. Took a look at the Riverview yesterday. Tens of thousands of dogries in the river behind the Audubon Zoo. Not since a kid have I seen that many. I'm wondering if there's maybe some corn or some grain or something there. Anyway, we're getting ready to wrap up here. I see Chris Tiblier finally woke up. He's coming in here with us to say good morning. Ben's been here with us all morning. And, Ben, if people that are just getting up, let's kind of go over again. Spring Fling event till 5 o'clock today. Meet the captains. We got a bunch of them coming out here. What else is going on?
Like you said, we got some great deals going on some products, some tackles, some rods and reels, apparel. We have a bunch of great captains coming out here, like Captain Justin Bowles and Casey Bruning. I think Mike Gallo might be coming out here. Captain Andy that was here earlier. Mm-hmm. We also have Adam Aquistapace with Aquistapaces is coming out to do a tasting.
I'll be involved in that.
I'm sure that will be delicious. And then we also have Nola Rose has got some coffee for us and some hot cocoa. We got yourself. We'll be out here talking, so it's going to be a great event for
sure.
Free
prizes. We got some Don Dubuque official listeners' hats. We got the Martian Bayou crew hats, which are really good. Also, a lot of clothing here is available. And we got the paddles. Tell us about the paddles.
Oh, yeah, the crew paddles, boiling paddles. You know, we got our Facebook group, Martian Bayou Crew, where we just talk about fun stuff, camping, hunting, But we got some boiling paddles made, so, yeah, we're going to be giving away a couple of those to people. They're awesome.
And we'll sign. Also, the St. Hubert's, the patron saint of hunters, the prayer and the print. It's available here. You can register to win one and take advantage of some of these discounts. Well,
yeah,
thanks
right.
for having us host here. This
we
is
appreciate
fun,
you
I
coming
love
here.
The coffee here. It's a great setup.
Absolutely. We appreciate you coming in.
And thanks for doing this Spring Fling event for people to come out and learn about fishing and get some great deals on prizes.
That's right.
5 o'clock today, Mandeville, Florida Avenue, Marsh and Bayou Outfitters. It's a Spring Fling. Come on by and see us. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. We'll be back again next week, same time, same station, whichever one you listen to us on. You can also get us at Odyssey.com if you like to listen to the stream on your phone when you're out in the duck blind or the deer stand. Good luck to you. Stay warm. Be safe. We want you back here again next week for another edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.